Now, I don't think men should be wearing no flip-flops. Those are made for women.
Flip-flops are made for women? What about, like, on a beach situation or at a pool or something? Is that cool?
No, that's not cute.
Aqua socks, then, or what?
Work boots at all times.
Work boots.
If they go to the beach or something, they can go barefooted or, I don't know, get some, not at all. I don't know.
But the sand is hot, and so is the asphalt at the pool, you know?
That's not,
Wow.
Not at all.
What is it about flip-flops that you find so offensive?
I don't know. I don't think men should have their masculine feet in, like, I consider it a feminine shoe, I guess.
Huh. So
I think it's so ugly. I don't know.
Okay. Well, what do you think about the whole metrosexual trend in general? You know, the whole prissy-looking guy type of thing.
That's cool. I mean, I wouldn't date them, but that's cool. You do what you want to do, you know.
Just don't wear flip-flops around you.
Yeah, no, that's ugly. I'm a clown anyway, so men shouldn't be wearing flip-flops.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in.
Okay, no problem.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Talking about the metrosexual, is it a done deal? Is it over? What do you think? Go ahead.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
No. I want a man's man.
A man's man?
Yeah. The only thing I really heard was the lip gloss. Yeah, wearing lip gloss. I don't want a man that wears lip gloss.
Have you seen a guy who wears lip gloss before?
Yeah, I have. It was kind of weird.
Wow.
Or like the tight jeans. I don't like that. No, I don't like that at all.
glittery mouth. Tight jeans, is that what you said?
Yeah.
What if he's wearing the tight jeans to show off his goods or something to you?
No. I'm not really into that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't... I just never really... You know, I don't know. I really don't know what women think about this whole thing. I think, do you still like someone who can, like, care about their appearance, and that's just too far if you're actually, like, to be a metrosexual,
well, yeah,
you have to be
yeah.
pretty intense.
I want a guy who cares about his appearance. Yeah, I don't want my guy to look like but there's a line, you know.
I gotcha. Thanks for calling in. You're right over there, bro. 539-9750.
Stung by a bee.
Or 238-0975, as we're talking about the the metrosexual thing this morning and deciding, is it dead, like a lot of the news articles are saying? And flip-flops, are those key? Do those play a key role in the metrosexual thing? Go ahead. What do you think?
Yes, hello. I heard the morning radio gentleman talking this morning about some... The men who are caring about how they are appearing?
Yeah, they're called a metrosexual. What do you think?
Okay, could you pass a note along?
Actually, you're on the air with us right now.
Oh! Huh! Okay.
Yeah.
All right? Yeah, well, what do you think about it?
I think it's important for men to be watching the show, the queer guy and the straight guy, and I think that...
Isn't it called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy?
Me and Harold, we watch this show on a regular basis. Isn't this like Harold and Harold, but when I said Carson Christie, hello, when I said...
Carson Christie is better than Carson
Daly. Yeah, Carson Daly's no good, too. And we think it's important for a man to care about his appearance in the sense that when a man is getting ready, he should be spending just as much time as a woman in doing that. And Harold and I, we go to the Gap, isn't that right, Harold? We go to the Gap in the Banana Republic in the end?
Yes, gotta clip your toes and pick your nose.
No, Harold, that's not, we don't talk about things like that. Remember what Thom said in that one episode? Remember what he said about that?
No.
Anyways, it's interesting. You were talking this morning, and we just so happened I was pouring the hot wax on Harold. Harold, are you ready to go? Are you ready to do this? Are you ready to go? Okay, we're going to go ahead, and we make sure that his back is nice and groomed. And 1, 2, 3. Hey, is that better? Is that much cleaner looking, Harold? Don't you feel better now? He's bleeding. We gotta go.
Okay.